Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Watch the clouds float, white Ferrari. You made me do this, Austin. You made me start my podcast singing. Now no one's going to want to listen to the rest of the show. Hopefully that's not true. Welcome to the Locked On Clippers podcast, everyone. Brought to you today by SeatGeek and also by my terrible singing. I'm your host, DJ Foster. For today's show, we're bringing back 5-on-5. Five Clippers topics, 5 minutes. We're going to blaze through everything. Get it? Blaze through. Before the opening game tonight, Clippers and Blazers in Portland at 7:30 p.m. The season is finally here. The Clippers are finally playing their first game of the year. Also on the show, we're going to give you 3 DFS plays for the night for you fantasy basketball players out there. But first, before we get started, let me remind you to please rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast. This is sort of a labor of love for me. Your guys' notes, your reviews, your ratings, that's kind of why I'm doing it. Let's just put it that way. So your guys' notes and all your kind words, man, it's great. It's awesome to hear. So thank you guys for doing it. The season is here. I've got Jordan Hymer lined up to come on the show tonight. We're going to talk about the game, break down everything from what we saw from the opener. Hopefully we'll be discussing a Clippers win. We will see about that. But yeah, Jordan Hymer's coming on the show. So please, guys, thank you for all your support during the off season. Let's ramp it up together as a team. I'm going to be bringing in great hosts. You guys keep using word of mouth to get the word around. Keep name dropping the podcasts wherever you can. And we'll grow this thing together. But thank you, guys. But that's enough of that. Let's move on. Let's get the rest of the show started here. I've got 5 minutes on the clock. I've got 5 Clippers topics lined up for you. Away we go. Austin Rivers recently had an interview with Dan Wojcicki of the OC Register. A hilarious interview, although I'm not sure it started off with that intention. Dan asked Austin about the Portland Eye game and kind of what that series did for his reputation. Here's what Austin said. It helped with people respecting me more. I think last season in general, people were like, okay, he can play. I think it was effed that I had to do that anyways, because I've been killing my whole life. Austin also said in the interview that he took less to come back to Los Angeles, and that anyone that thinks he has it easier because his dad is the coach is an idiot. Austin, I don't know when you became the Kanye West of the NBA, but congratulations for that. Also, the people at the Ferrari dealership are sick of you. You're supposed to just buy a car and then not keep going to the dealership, you weirdo. I don't know, maybe I'm just jealous. Maybe I just wish that someone loved me the way that you love yourself. Austin Rivers, everyone. Boy, certainly a gem. Number two, Elton Brand recently retired. We didn't really cover it in depth on the podcast here, but Elton Brand was one of my favorite players watching the Clippers. Just blue-collar guy, 2010 you could pencil him in for. He's a guy who in the postseason stepped his game up even more. If you don't believe me, go look up the averages, the 2006 averages for Elton Brand. I mean, he was like a PER monster. He was just averaging huge points, block shots. I mean, he did everything for the Clippers. Anyway, I put the call out on Twitter. I said, do you think the Clippers should retire Elton Brand's number? Clippers have never retired a number before. I've written many angry articles about this and why Randy Smith should have his number retired, why you could just do Randy Smith, Bob McAdoo, and then Elton Brand, and you'd have some jerseys up there. You'd be commemorating the past. You'd be doing the right thing. Clippers fans didn't exactly agree with me. In a Twitter poll, I had 110 votes. 54% of people said that Elton Brand shouldn't have his number retired. 46% said yes. So it's pretty split right down the middle, I think, for most Clippers fans. They kind of hold a grudge, I think a lot of them do, for Elton leaving when he said he was going to come back in free agency. Personally, I hold no grudge against any man that decides he would rather not work for Donald Sterling. Maybe he didn't have that line of thought at the time, but I really just, looking back on the history of the Clippers, anyone that leaves in free agency, I'm like, yeah, you absolutely 100% made the right choice. It didn't end up working out for Elton. Career-altering injuries, but if you look at his prime and his time with the Clippers, he is a leader on just about every possible category for the Clippers all time. I think it's time to get his jersey up there. I would retire the number 42. That's just me. I know some people are heated and are going the different direction, but that's what I would do. Woof! We got some catching up to do. Number three, revenge game, question mark. Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, all healthy, all ready to go. Chris Paul and Blake in particular did not get to finish out the Portland series, did not get to play it at full strength. Blake had his hamstring quad issues. Chris Paul broke his finger. So this could be a nice little way to start the season here for the Clippers. Tons of motivation built into this game in Portland, spot where the season ended. Man, this could be a nice little revenge spot for the Clippers. I expect them to come out full guns blazing. Portland is coming off a really tough game against Utah. I could see the Clippers winning this one rather handily, but we'll see how it goes. Number four, and I'll just do this one quickly because I'm probably the only crazy person that's really interested in Anthony Brown of the Lakers, but he is a second-year player that the Lakers cut to keep Nick Young and Meta World peace, which is laugh out loud, Lakers. Brown is the type of 3-and-D guy the Clippers should try and develop somehow. Now, it's tough when you don't really have a D-League affiliate and you have 15 roster spots, and I'm not justifying the release of Diamond Stone or anything like that, but it would be nice if the Clippers could develop a young 3-and-D. Anthony Brown in his last 2 years at Stanford was a 45% three-point shooter. He's got a 6'11 wingspan. He's basically like Wesley Johnson, except has the chance to be better than Wesley Johnson, because Wesley Johnson's 28. I think we've seen kind of the best of him. Brown could develop into a really special little role player. Some smart team, I think, is going to pick him up, especially if he kills it in the D-League, and they're going to be very happy with themselves. I wish that team could be the Clippers, but so it goes. Number five, the worst team hashtag ever. Every NBA team released a hashtag for the start of the season. It shows up the little logo on Twitter. It's just kind of like the team official hashtag. I'll give you some examples of some great ones. The Jazz, theirs is Take Note with the little Jazz Note logo. That's beautifully done. You've got some simple ones like hashtag Celtics and hashtag Knicks. The Lakers have hashtag Lake Show. Grizzlies, hashtag Grind City. You kind of get the point. It's either the team, the nickname, or the city. It has something to do with basketball. The Clippers hashtag, not only is it have nothing to do with Los Angeles, the Clippers, or basketball, it's also extremely long. The hashtag is It Takes Everything. Wow, that's a truly terrible team hashtag. You could have done like the Celtics and been hashtag Celtics, and this would have been much better. My guess is that very few people are going to use the hashtag It Takes Everything because it's going to take everything to get that hashtag to catch on. Oh, sorry, Clippers, bad job. And we're out. Woo! 6 minutes, 20 seconds. I think I got caught up on the Elton Brand love. Or maybe it was the Austin Rivers Ferrari love. Who knows? That's it for that segment. Let's get to your three DFS plays of the night. Actually, before we get to that, I need to tell you about SeatGeek. There are some great seats still available for the Clippers' home opener against Utah. Also, the following home game, at home against Phoenix on a Monday. killer ticket prices on that one. If you're interested in that, I've got a way to help you out, because the NBA season is back. SeatGeek is the smartest and easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person. There's nothing like being at the game for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the seats you want for a great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house, wherever you want to sit, whether that's courtside, club seats, or the upper level. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone. It's just what I was looking up to look up those tickets to that Suns game. And it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere with just a few taps. I can instantly find seats for any game coming up this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Pricing can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. Best of all, my listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. Here's all you have to do. If you're looking to go to a game coming up soon and you're a listener of this podcast, take the free $20 rebate, man. Here's all you do. Download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab and click add a promo code. Enter the promo code LOCLIPPERS, that's LOCLIPPERS, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LOCLIPPERS today. All right, three DFS plays for the night. The last time I talked to you guys, I recommended LeBron James, which was great, Rudy Gobert, which was good, and Kyle Anderson, which was bad. Should have picked Jonathan Simmons instead of Kyle Anderson. He was only a few hundred dollars more. I didn't realize that Simmons was completely healthy and ready to do chase down blocks like LeBron and dunk on people and make every shot. Oopsie poopsie. So we had a decent night last time around we did this. We'll try and have a better night tonight. Again, I like these short slates. Only four games go in tonight. My top dollar play out of the guys who are high-priced, Kawhi Leonard at 8,200. Yeah, you're chasing the points just a little bit of his last game against Golden State, but it's clear that Kawhi is the number one offensive option for this team. As long as this game stays close, and that's my only real concern, is that the Spurs will get up early, stay up, expand the lead, and Kawhi will barely play in the fourth quarter. There is some concerns there, but at 8,200 against a team that can't defend, I'm in on Kawhi Leonard. He's the best option at small forward tonight in this short slate. Second tier, guys. It's really tough to fade the big point guards tonight of Chris Paul, John Wall, Damian Lillard, Isaiah Thomas. I mean, you've got some great options everywhere, but I just can't pass up Dennis Schroeder at the price of 6,500. On his career and games that he started, he's only started about 12 games in his career, but he averages right around 16 points and 7 assists in games that he starts. So it seems like there's a pretty nice floor there. So I think jumping into the starting role, remember, no Jeff Teague is there. The offense is going to be more point guard driven with Dwight Howard running pick and rolls. Kyle Korver is a year older. So I think more of the offense is going to lean on Schroeder than ever before. And I think he's going to respond with a big game at 6,500. I just think the upside, there's a lot of upside there for 6,500. Lastly, my bargain bin, it's always good to punt one. Jonathan Simmons is going to be heavily owned at 4,000. I'm going in a little bit of a different direction. How about Maurice Spates at 3,700? Mo buckets. I think he has a bigger role with the Clippers than he did with Golden State. I think Doc will be willing to give him more minutes, especially in this matchup. Portland's backup bigs. You got Ed Davis. You got Myers Leonard. These are all guys that Mo Spates can cover. The Blazers aren't going to go super small at the five and have no one that Spates can cover. So I can easily see Spates playing 18, 19, 20 minutes. We know what he can do in that time. We know the kind of shots he can get up. I'm just feeling like a big Mo Spates game, like a 16 points for Mo Spates. And at the salary of 3,700, which is near the minimum, it's pretty hard to pass that up in my mind. Yeah, you got to fade one of the big power forwards to do it, but this is a great way to save money and just build stars everywhere else in your lineup. Those are my three DFS plays for the night. If you don't play DFS and that just sounded like a different language, I apologize. Thank you guys for listening to the show. We're going to wrap it up. Again, we're coming back on tonight with Jordan Heimer immediately after the game. If you have questions for the show that you want answered during that recording, just send them over to Twitter at Fox Sports Foster or email fosterdj3@gmail.com. We'll answer your questions live on the show. Again, we'll be back tonight with Jordan Heimer. Thank you guys for listening to the Locked On Clippers podcast. We will see you tonight.